In this bulletin, new restrictions for Melbourne as a COVID-19 cluster grows to 5 cases. The United Nations says the ceasefire in Gaza is holding, and a state funeral for rugby league great Bob Fulton. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. One new case of COVID-19 has been detected in Melbourne, on top of 4 infections recorded yesterday. The state government is implementing further restrictions, including mandatory masks indoors and limited public gatherings. The new case is a man in his 60s, which authorities have linked to the City of Whittlesea family outbreak. Acting Premier James Molino says he's a close contact and could be the missing link, but investigations are ongoing. Mr. Molino also outlined new rules which take effect from 6 p.m. tonight.
Private gatherings in the home will be limited to 5 visitors per day. Public gatherings will be limited to 30 people, and face masks will need to be worn indoors unless an exemption applies, and this mask requirement is for everyone aged 12 years and older. This is about giving our contact tracers the time that they need to track this matter down and get on top of it.
Schools and workplaces remain open, and Victorians who live in Greater Melbourne can continue to travel to regional Victoria. 10 exposure sites have been identified. Genomic testing has confirmed that all 5 cases are linked to what's known as the Woollett case, which involved a man who tested positive to COVID-19 after undergoing hotel quarantine in South Australia. Health Minister Martin Foley has called on residents to follow the temporary rules in place.
Victorians have been here before. This is a proportionate, responsible and set of measures to keep us safe. And we've been here before, we know how to do it, and we can get on top of this.
The European Union has agreed to impose sanctions against Belarus, including banning its airlines from using the airspace and airports of the 27-nation bloc. It comes amid fury over the forced diversion of a passenger jet to arrest journalist Roman Protasevich, who's been critical of Belarus's president. The EU has also urged the International Civil Aviation Organization to investigate the incident. Irish Prime Minister Michael Martin echoed concerns and condemnation shared by many European leaders.
The immediate issue before us is the appalling, reckless and unacceptable activity and the arrest of Roman Protasevich. We call for his immediate release. We believe this action is contrary to all principles of democracy, freedom of association, free speech, and also endangered European citizens and the crew on that aeroplane and its behaviour that's not acceptable.
The United Nations says the ceasefire in Gaza is holding and routine life is being restored. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says Israeli defence officials have permitted humanitarian aid to cross into the Gaza Strip.
It is critical that all parties to the hostilities work to maintain it. Routine life is being restored throughout Gaza. Some of the main roads have been made passable. Today, the Erez crossing is open for international humanitarian personnel. Israeli authorities have given the UN a green light to use the crossing for the passage of humanitarian goods, but there seems to be a lack of clarity on the kind of goods that can cross at this point.
The ceasefire, declared on Friday, halted 11 days of two-way rocket barrages from Gaza and airstrikes by Israel. And it comes as the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken travels to the Middle East to meet with Israeli and Palestinian leaders in a bid to ensure security and safety. In rugby league, the family of Australian rugby league great Bob Fulton will be offered a state funeral by the New South Wales government. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she was overwhelmed by requests for a state funeral. The former Manly player died on Sunday after a long battle with cancer. The financial, mental and physical scars of the pandemic on Australia's athletes been revealed in a new report by the Australian Sports Foundation. Of the 521 athletes surveyed, nearly 61% reported financial losses, and about half say that they currently earn less than $23,000 a year from all sources of income. That's well below the national minimum of $39,000. It comes amid athlete uncertainty ahead of the Tokyo Games in July and August. The president of the Pan American Sports Organization, Neven Illich, encourages athletes bound for Tokyo to travel to Miami to get a COVID-19 vaccine.
We are very worried about what will happen in Tokyo, and we are trying to help because we understand that it will be better for them to go to Tokyo with all the protections in terms of the vaccination or process. We are inviting them to come here. We are paying for the ticket and we are offering whatever they need.
Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 19 degrees. Adelaide, early rain, then showers, 17. Melbourne, rain developing and windy, 20. Hobart, late rain and 20 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two, 18. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 22. Sydney, much the same, 23. Newcastle, a sunny day and 23 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 23. Cairns, a shower or two, 27, and Darwin, mostly sunny and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.